Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Crash and Fourier on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
We'll get to what some of the Patriot players said yesterday. Of course, we had a great time getting ready for Red Sox baseball again after 2 o'clock. You know, we don't control what happens after 2 p.m., especially over at Fenway. But before that, it was a ton of fun over at the Cask. Place is banged out. Fourier was signing stuff left and right.
I left feeling really good about myself. I tell you what.
Billy, it was a big pump-up Fourier day yesterday. Yeah.
I need that every now and then.
People, it was a couple of pictures.
I feel like Wiggy was there to humble him a little bit.
Signed a jersey. One lady came over and said, "Will you sign the top of my..." And he was like, "No, ma'am, I can't do that.
I'm sorry.
Nope. Couldn't do that. Didn't want to get any heat.
Why is that?
Huh?
Too much heat.
Yeah.
Just an autograph.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was a... I mean, and she came right over and was like, leaned right in and said, "Hey, can you sign this?"
Sure, it wouldn't be your first or last one.
That's true. Have
Those
you
don't
ever,
know.
Have
Actually,
you ever
no.
never signed the top of a Hooter before?
No. No. Some arms. And
arms.
Yeah,
wow. I assume that there have been people that like sign my arm. I'm getting this tattooed because I have some kind of tribute thing.
My wife just literally said to me, "Hey, can you get my dad's signature," or because she wanted to go get it tattooed in Vegas this weekend. Nothing happened in there. Well, you know what happened? I didn't get the signature in time. So, you know, now it's not going to happen. Plus, she wants to get like the right thing and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm not anti-tattoo at all. I just don't have any. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I have one.
I actually have two.
You really have one.
I have two.
That other one is.
I have two.
That's like my wife with the whole jailhouse tattoos.
I have two tattoos. I do. I represent. I'm hardcore. I roll in. People know.
You know what? Now,
they see my ink and they run.
Now all I hear is Jermaine being like, you don't know nothing about no tats.
Hey, I'm repping just as much as he is.
Until you get one over your eyebrow I got, you got nothing.
No, he's rocking the neck tattoo.
He does, right? Yeah. It's like Cody Rhodes. Yeah.
Couldn't be in a worse spot.
Yeah, at least Wiki has like the sleeve and everything, so the neck tattoo doesn't look out of place.
Like Cody tattoos, it's a nice tattoo. Like the logo is a nice tattoo. It's just in such a terrible, terrible spot.
Like a giant logo on the side of your neck.
But it's not even just his neck. Like it catches part of his jawline.
Yeah,
like, it's in such a weird position.
How did he get that by the wife?
Like he must have just showed up with it, and he's like, "All right, here it is."
Yeah, that's true. I guess he'd be like, "Hey, babe, I'm gonna make $5 million at WWE this year. This will help."
Perfect. Don't have to look at that side of your face.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'll always lean to the right.
There you go.
Stay to my left.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, she's into the left all the time. She doesn't have to look at that thing. Speaking of looking at things, Fourier, there were a lot of people who were paying attention to really the Caitlin Clark story at Iowa. The national championship game pushed 18 million people, for God's sakes, and it even outrated the men's national championship game, which still did a pretty good number. I mean, I think it was just under 14 or just under 15 million for the men's game. And let's remember, that was also only on, I think it was TBS, TNT, and True TV. So there was no over-the-air component like there was with Caitlin Clark and crew playing South Carolina on ABC. Now, I mentioned the WNBA draft only because I saw a note where it was out there, like, oh, the WNBA draft, all the tickets are sold out. And I'm like, I didn't know they sold tickets to the WNBA draft. And apparently they hadn't in years. But this was an opportunity because Caitlin Clark's going to go number one. Let's put some people in wherever in the world they're, you know, doing the WNBA draft. So this is really, I think, the question. Because I do think the popularity of women's college basketball, now that there will be no Caitlin Clark, it will definitely suffer. And the numbers will kind of slide back a little bit. But really, in terms of the WNBA and this woman in particular, does Caitlin Clark have big-time superstar sustainability? Because you could argue the impact Caitlin Clark has had on women's college basketball is Tiger-like whenever he joined the PGA Tour.
I don't think so. You've seen a bunch of the Vegas Aces have moved their game to another arena in Vegas in order to have a greater capacity. What is it, Diana Taurasi?
Diana Taurasi was the one who was like, "Get ready, you're going to go against pros."
Well, their game has been moved also. So everybody already knows that she's probably going to be drafted by Indiana. I think they pick first.
Oh, it's already known. Yeah, Indiana
already tweeted it out like maybe a month ago. Hey, see you in Indy.
Well, and I do believe that the Indiana Fever have just banged out season tickets in anticipation.
So
if
your question is it here to stay? Not at this level.
No, here's the thing. It's really about Caitlin Clark. I do think the college game, those numbers will go down. She clearly was the high tide in years where you had South Carolina going, what, back-to-back undefeated national champs. I don't quote me on that, but I think that's right.
Or no, maybe they're back-to-back.
But I don't know if they were undefeated.
No, they're not.
No, I didn't know if they were undefeated years. So anyway, but you have the story of South Carolina. Dawn Staley's a big-time coach, and, you know, she got her flowers whenever they won, or she won her third national title. But I think this is really about Caitlin Clark. Because even with Tiger, you know, one of the, and I want to say one of the, but it might be the only one. Tiger, I do believe, won a U.S. Amateur down at Newport Country Club. And there are not a lot of people who kind of pay attention to that. But they did that year because Tiger was in it, and it was this growing sort of phenomenon. And that's kind of the way I view Caitlin Clark in a way. She's going into the WNBA, but is this phenomenon unto herself? Again, this is the first, I think for a lot of average fans, this is the first female basketball player that would remind them of someone like a Steph Curry or a modern NBAer, where it's the dribble between the legs, step back, shoot the three from 30 feet or whatever. And I just, you know, what level of sustainability does Caitlin Clark have to continue to just captivate the country about her? Like, if she goes to New York City to go play the New York Liberty, is that building going to fill up? And whenever Caitlin Clark in Indiana comes down to Connecticut to play the Connecticut Sun, are they going to get 8,500 people, which I think is the max capacity down there? I kind of think, at least in the first year, there's going to be that effect.
Oh, I don't think she's going anywhere. I don't think she's going anywhere.
So you think she's a bona fide star?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, there's a couple traits that exist with her, and you use Tiger, so I'll use Tiger as like as a comparison.
It's the most modern example that I can come up with of really raising a sport from
all
what
by yourself.
Flat TV ratings, and it's very much individual. Yes,
there's jealousy and envy with both.
Ooh, I thought you were going down a really interesting road. Jealousy and envy.
There was
spite
jealousy.
And malice. Is that there, next?
A little bit, and you've already kind of seen it with Caitlin Clark, even with those alternate programs and how they talk about her and how they don't, in a way, they want to put her in her place and teach her a lesson. But the problem is, she's better than them. So when the exposure matches the talent, I think you got something that is sustainable in an area of in a sport that I think is underserved with a fan base that is looking for a star to support and get behind. And with that, others will emerge. And Paige Buecher, she'll come out of UConn. She'll be in. You got the girl that was at Oregon that did the three-point contest. No, I always forget her name.
No, that, Sabrina Ionescu is already in the WNBA.
I know, but my point is
but
that
it'll be Caitlin versus Sabrina head-to-head. Will they put 20,000 people in Madison
even
Square
when we
Garden?
Even when we talked about the All-Star game, that was the best part about the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Like a co-ed, you know, three-point contest. That was the best part about it. Absolutely. She's not going anywhere. Now, the NCAA is not going to have the massive – she's Haley's Comet. This is once in a lifetime.
Right.
You're going to have to wait another 25 years for somebody as unique as Caitlin Clark, as unique as her, playing – coming in and then, you know, saving a sport. So the fact that the NBA owns the WNBA, all they're going to do is push it. All you're going to do is see her on State Farm commercials. You know, you name it, Nike commercials, you name it. She is now the face of the league.
And I think for some, you know, because we have a texter, the 508, who says, the only issue with the Tiger comparison is there wasn't a better product that existed. WNBA will never compete seriously with the NBA. That's not the WNBA's goal. I don't think the WNBA, I think the WNBA realizes they're not going to be the worldwide game that the NBA is, and that there are, you know, big worldwide stars. I don't know if Caitlin Clark would qualify as a worldwide star just yet. Who knows what the NBA marketing machine will do behind
will
her.
Will she be able to play in the Olympics?
I wouldn't see why
this
not.
This summer? I feel like the team, no, serious question, because I remember it's usually that team is made up of nothing but pros, and even in the NBA, when they went to the pro model, they allowed like one or two college guys on the team. I'm wondering if they, because if I'm NBC, if I'm the, you know, the Olympic committee, I'm begging her to be part of the Olympics. I want her to be part of my Olympic team. You want to see her name grow? You want to see a national audience? Now she's on the Olympics? She's playing on the Olympic team?
I just jumped on there to see.
She was invited to the USA basketball training camp last week, but she couldn't go because she was in the tournament.
She was still playing.
So it's more than likely she's going to be invited.
She
will be an Olympian.
And there's also the 3x3 basketball now, too, and all
that. With Ice Cube?
No. I'm 3x3 in the Olympics, too.
Oh,
I do believe they're
what?
Yeah, I do believe it's
three
I,
on three.
I think there's
forget it. Is that a new? Is
I
that
think there's
new?
5-on-5 and then like 3-on-3. I'm pretty sure
they're just
might
just
be wrong on that.
Stuff.
But hey,
how about slam ball? Let's do that.
Oh my God, people would be getting hurt left and right. We also had somebody on the text who said Iowa outdrew the WNBA more than 2-1. You know what? At one point in time, the Tennessee women's basketball team filled the arena pretty much every time they played when Pat Summitt was there.
Yeah.
This past year, 8,880 on average in attendance at the University of Tennessee. Now, listen, you're getting over 8,500 a game for your women's team. You're doing something right, okay? However, I do believe that's about a 17,000-seat building. And at one point in time, they used to kind of bang it out the way Iowa did. So I think the whole team-to-team in college, there is the sliding scale of popularity. And, again, Tennessee is – they're beating the odds with that kind of attendance. But, you know, for whatever it's worth, the UConn women go to the XL Center in a big moment, and they're getting 17,000 people or whatever it is. So the college popularity will kind of ride up and down. This isn't even about – Caitlin Clark taking the WNBA to new heights. This is more about her. Are people still going to be interested in her 2 or 3 years down the road? Does she have to win a championship to stay out front? Or are we going to get her just shot? We're going to get her shoved down our throats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
We don't see, like, the Hy-Vee commercials for, you know, come to Des Moines' best supermarket. No, it's going to be... She's going to be nationwide and all over the place even more now once the WNBA comes
there will
play.
Be, the longer she's in the WNBA, she'll find, you know, somebody, her antagonist or whatever it is, and they will have battles and that will be promoted. And, you know, when Paige Bueker comes in, they'll probably pit those two against each other.
I love the 603 leading with, you guys are acting like she saved women's basketball. Look at the ratings over the last 5 to 7 years. They've been going up. I'm going to even stop right there and not even read the rest of it. Because, yeah, there are stars like Sabrina Ionescu and others. There's a big difference between the ratings going up to about a 5 share and someone setting records that the men game hasn't touched. Sorry, you got to give Caitlin Clark the credit. They weren't trending towards getting 20 million people almost to watch a national title game because of the rise of women's basketball. It was around one person.
Well, yeah, and all these coaches who are literally crediting her for the popularity that if Dawn Staley the South Carolina Gamecocks were playing Stanford.
Yep.
Really? Do you think remotely the same?
Christian, even if they played UConn.
It would not be the same.
That number would be probably a third or maybe, let's be generous and go half, maybe an 8.
Fine. Not even close. And it's so funny, and even when you hear about the ratings, it's not Dawn Staley and South Carolina that are pictured in the background. It's Caitlin Clark.
They beat Caitlin Clark and Caitlin Clark's
team. It's crazy.
Team.
It's like they're still putting her up there. Even though they didn't win, she lost. They're talking about, look how you would think the winning team would get all the love and respect and, like, you know, and all the attention.
By the way, WNBA draft, Monday.
Yeah, remember I told you, even when LSU lost, like, all those girls that were on that team, they had, like, you know, 48 hours to declare whether they were going to be in the draft or not.
And now,
like, damn, the season just ended.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And then they're going to turn around and suit up and play within 2 months, right?
Yeah, but after Caitlin Clark, I really don't know any of the other girls.
You know Angel Reese?
I do know Angel Reese and the really tall girl who played for South Carolina. She's 6'7". She's, I don't know her name, but she's a really tall girl.
There you go.
Plays for South Carolina.
Ladies and gentlemen, with the second pick in the WNBA draft.
The tall girl.
The New York Liberty have selected the tall girl from South Carolina.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY.
Say WEEI is a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI.
Jesus, we went Steve Winwood?
No.
Yeah. You're thinking Bruce Hornsby. But
oh, sorry.
The Tupac version.
I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself.
You're right.
Steve Winwood.
You're right. I went Steve Winwood versus.
I didn't go Higher Love.
It's just another 80s white guy singing.
Another dentist office musician.
That is very true. Yeah, it's a big whiff on my part. Maybe I should take Friday off. Or maybe I get to.
I'm in.
Maybe I get to show up at 10:40.
Just show up late.
Greg Hill rules on that one.
Show up late and then stay late.
Oh,
I'll
man.
Make up for it. I know. You just slowly and surely buy that time back by running late on my own show.
I almost said Coco No Cry today, almost like the song. Well, Coco No Cry. And then now Greg would be mean and all that stuff and get her to cry. Wiggy was just like, yeah, dude, I ain't do nothing. Wiggy never does anything. Never.
Smart that way. Just step back.
I got what they call the plausible deniability.
Yeah. I want to know about when the next eclipse is.
Wiggy bragging. He thinks he's the whole Newberry Street challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like it may happen.
It's not a challenge.
You're
going to get dusted.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Here we go.
I beg to differ.
You should have heard these two breaking down. Who would have drummed up more autograph business if each of them were on, like, opposite sides of the road?
Newberry Street.
Yeah.
Fish out of water, Wiggy.
That's
would
your
lose.
One location in New England.
That's the only one I kind of represents, like, you know, the highfalutin.
Stuck up. Gotcha.
Yeah, stuck up, entitled.
Oh, yeah.
Lots
it.
Of tourists. Like, it's lots of, you know, disposable income to spend on overpriced items that they could probably get online somewhere else.
I think Patriots fans, I think Newberry Street.
Well, no, the thing is, it has to be about. How you convince the random people who know nothing about sports.
Sure.
That's
you're
where
not
we're going
there.
A
campaign. You literally should be just standing there and see who comes up to you and asks for autographs.
Well, listen, it's
you
a working it's
a
working
sign
competition.
Like you work for a cell phone company.
You know what though, Billy?
It's a big arrow. Too, somebody's going to hire somebody with a
some
giant arrow.
They're like
spinning an arrow saying Christian Fourier.
Yeah,
right
there. Fourier's like the Liberty tax person standing out dressed as the Statue of Liberty because that's going to make me pull over and want to do my taxes with you.
Wait, so
that someone at $10 an hour is waving at me dressed like Lady Liberty.
So when you go to these streets with all these, I'll just call them day laborers. I feel like this is what it is.
How about hardworking Patriot fans?
No. I'm talking about like so when you see like the guy who spray paints himself silver.
Oh,
he
the
just
silver-haired
moves,
let's go
right?
guy.
Yeah, he just stands there, and people. No. They don't do anything. They just they're like statues, and they move, and they have whatever.
Oh no, that guy yells. No, that guy yells, "Let's go!" 4,000 times in 31 seconds. Whenever they put the camera on him,
he'd beat you with an autograph.
No, but he would. No, when you go to these streets, they have the day laborers when they're on the street in Hollywood and Venice Beach and in New York Times Square. Some people just stand there. They're a character. They stand there. People walk up to them and they ask for a picture. So Billy, is that your suggestion how this should go? We're both on a platform. We just stand there with our hands on our hips and we wait to see who comes up to who.
Yeah. What do you think you're gonna be?
I want a politics
speech.
I'm gonna be like, listen, that guy's got one.
It's not the point.
Because
then it
two.
Comes down to who's a better politician.
Yeah.
When we're just trying to figure out who the more popular tight end is.
But Billy, think about this though. How awful would each of them sound trying to convince normies who are there to shop and there's almost a part
just
of me
making the two of them write speeches is amazing in itself.
Yes,
just to see the grammar spelling and the grammar mistakes, the spelling mistakes.
Well,
and
then tell of ourselves.
Exactly.
He's gonna keep playing that over and
like,
over.
Like you're gonna
again.
Be like, is it gonna be like whistling at people like, hey, guess what? I'm a Patriot. You know?
Nah, people know Wiggy.
Like catcalling people or whatever?
Wiggy,
who's that guy?
They're not going to know who Wiggy is on Newberry Street. There's going to be some dude that just some random weirdo.
Think you're wrong.
Who has, like, mental issues and can't let his past go.
Why? Because of the neck tat?
Yeah, people are like, the kids are going to be afraid of him. I'm approachable. He's scary. That's what it is. Kids are going to love me.
Now, you know what?
Parents aren't going to want to go by Wiggy. He's going to have his... He's just, it's not as approachable as I am. I'll shave.
I'll
put some eyeliner on or something like that.
No, Newberry Street is a mile long based on Google. How long is Newberry Street, Boston? 1 mile.
1 mile.
You're trying, we'll give you that. You can claim 1 mile.
That's it.
Of New England.
I don't need more than that.
Yes,
I just
you
want
do.
The mile. No, I'm good. When I go back home, they welcome me with open arms. I have my little restaurants that I go to. I go to my donut shops that I love.
Oh, yeah.
And they go, hey, Mr. Fourier, you're back. I'm like, it's for a little bit.
Yep. 8 blocks, 1 mile. That's all you could claim.
That's all I want.
Okay,
I don't want any more.
Because Wiggy has
all of
New England.
Then Wiggy, fine.
Literally
he grew up here.
So
he went
lose.
To high school
just
here.
Just admit you'd lose. Just admit you would lose.
I said it the other day. If any other area outside of Newberry Street, I'd probably take an L.
Right.
Now
how many people
on
do you think
my home court. My home court.
Gross.
That's right. And then, but Wiggy says he's still going to win. Yes. So prove it.
So we're going prove on Newbury it. Street.
Looks we're like that's what Newbury. We're doing.
When is this happening?
Is this going to go down? When it's really, Friday. Really
it's
hot.
No, on a Saturday. No,
I want it in August when he's got to get in that uniform and just sweat his ass off. Then he's going to be less approachable.
You would complain way more than Wiggy.
No, I'm out to win. I don't complain when I'm competing. I win.
Okay. The delusion is amazing.
How's
hey,
the
let's be consistent.
How's the underpants challenge coming along?
Well, I'm almost healthy. I'm almost ready.
If you listen to the doctors, we probably could have done it fairly soon.
Probably.
Well, I'm not saying I'm perfect.
I'm
flawed.
How about
people appreciate that?
Well, how about the?
I got one for you later too. I got another one that just popped up. That
I love it. Yeah. When are you going to do the pencil bum break and all that stuff?
I am. I'm almost healthy, but I only need about another month. Okay, and then once I'm fully healed and I get cleared by my doctors again this time.
What do you mean again?
Well, they kind of cleared me, and then I kind of ran with it, and then I had to go back to the doctor, and then they said, well, you need to go back a month.
Yeah, you've definitely set yourself back. There are a couple of people who have who are being like, why does Wiggy look mean or unapproachable or whatever?
Tattoos.
For those who want to get on Fourier for that, he has also said the same thing about me.
Yes.
And
it's because Wiggy's black.
That's what it is. No, it's
and he's not. He's like half black.
It's the way.
So am I.
It's the way you come across. Yeah, that's the other thing too.
True.
People forget about that. You've called me. I look mean and unapproachable. My wife told me that 5 minutes after
his
I met
hair
her.
And neck tattoo holds too much weight.
No, it's like on that street. You know, people are a little bit more timid. They're not used to
Okay, yeah, but if it's on Newbury,
they're not used to the inner city
himself,
look.
Getting himself some fresh rose.
You know what? This is a great text from the 617 who said, "I just heard Billy Lanny talking about grammar mistakes. I shuddered with laughter."
My life is filled with them. I know I can see a grammar and spelling mistake from a mile away. No, grammar, spelling, pronunciation, those are my go-to.
That's what we need, though, is Billy on we need Billy to record the "Hi, I'm Christian Fourier" part of things. We'll get you a big boom box, right?
All right.
And we'll put it on like a loop. It'll be Billy will have read the script, and Wiggy, he can read it for you and Wiggs, and you guys can just have it play, and we'll get you big boom boxes like in the 80s or whatever.
See, Wiggy thinks that part of the allure of his presence would be the fact that, you know, he has that accent, that really strong accent. Mm-hmm. But if we're not allowed to talk, There's another knock on him.
Really screwed.
Nightlight 0216 in the Twitch chat said, having seen Gresh, Fourier, and Wiggy all in person, Fourier definitely comes off as the teddy bear of the three. That is very true. That is not a lie.
But Wiggs is a teddy bear for the most part.
Well, so am I.
You were pacing around like a lion.
You like thought we were all going to die earlier today. You've had back-to-back days where you've been massive, giant, double G. Grumpy Gresh. Yesterday, you were grumpy.
$75 on the parking yesterday. I was just cursing.
This morning.
Walking to Fenway, I was just muttering like somebody would have thought I was nuts. Yeah, there's that.
I gave you a solution. You didn't want it.
I couldn't. I had to get it. I had to come in here.
You didn't want the solution.
But I, yeah. And today I had at about 9:20, the day had gone to hell. By 10, it kind of picked back up a little bit. So, like, from that end, it was okay. But, yes,
you were in such a bad mood. You wanted to order food.
Yeah. There was a part of me that was like, oh, we might just get pizza today or whatever.
Isn't that something that teaches Awaken 180?
No, that's why I didn't do it.
Listen, don't use food to solve your issues and your feelings.
That's why you're eating your lunch that you brought in.
We made Gresh laugh, and now we're not getting pizza. Now I
know. It is my fault, technically.
No, I kind of got brought. No, it isn't. I got brought back around because a solution was figured out and stuff like that. The closer you get to like leaving town, and then something goes sideways. And I do. I'll have to pace because I don't want to like yell. I made the joke, and I'm not that far off from it. But like my anger goes from zero to prison, so I have to like walk in a circle or whatever and figure out how to like calm down a little bit along the way. And it's funny because you were really provoking me, is what you were doing. You were like, if we're to be honest,
you were
just poking me, waiting for me. You like what you really did was you tried to get me to snap. And I kind of did with some reality, and you're like, oh, well, that's not fun.
That just ruined the mood.
It did ruin the mood.
I did tell Ken yesterday when you kind of walked away, I was like, God, I really love Grumpy Gresh.
Ken didn't say anything.
I like to kind of like get him to get more grumpy.
He's
funny when he's grumpy.
I'm hot and cold a little bit, you know. I'll sort of like run up and down and try to. Somebody said saw me at the Stop and Shop, thought about saying hi, but he looked like he was focused to get in and get out. That is very true. Who goes to the grocery store to loiter? Like, seriously, you want to be standing in aisle 6? Here's the other thing, too. Probably about a year ago, my supermarket changed everything. And now I don't know where nothing's at. Like, I'm standing there being like, okay, like reading the things like an idiot. Whereas, you know, you go to your local supermarket.
Yeah.
If you go
know where everything
where,
is,
you know where everything is,
you went
right?
to a different one.
No. I went to the same one, but they changed everything.
Really?
Around.
Oh, they should have told you.
Well, they don't consult anybody.
They didn't send you a newsletter?
No, I didn't get it in the Penny Saver. No, yeah. It didn't come this week. That was left out of the little thing you get in the mail once
a
month.
Get his coupons.
Yeah, it's true. Oh no, I get the coupons.
You better.
Well, because you can go online for those.
I did tell you about my supermarket sweep. TV show that I was almost on.
I am so jealous of that.
Yeah,
let me tell you, even right now,
I love that show.
We would kill in Supermarket Sweep.
And
we would.
And my buddy was the producer, assistant producer. I wasn't the main guy, but he was like, he was responsible for a lot. And they didn't know that we were like high school buddies. And I knew what happens is they don't let you run through the supermarket, right, to find out where all the baby formula is, all the high-priced items are. But I knew where every single thing was. But then Home Depot said, absolutely.
And then you had to go work the 5 to 10 at Home Depot.
At Home Depot. It's like, this sucks.
Hey, suck on that, Wiggy. He knew the lay of the land at the supermarket sweep.
Do it.
That is true.
How many
times has Wiggs been in the supermarket alone? That feels like a Mrs. Wiggs only sort of deal.
Well, they could do the whole Instacart thing. They could do just order online, DoorDash, whatever. People do that all the time.
That's
what they do.
That's lazy.
No. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You can go and do your own shopping.
Save it for the older people that need it.
Yeah, and I want to pick up.
Get off your ass and go to the store.
And I want to pick up my own apples. Like, I don't want to leave it to some disgruntled person who got moved off of being a cashier who's now the one filling the carts, being like, oh, green apples. Boom, boom, boom. Throw them in there, tie it up. Bang.
I will say that
be the guy to throw the apples in the cart and bruise them all.
Somebody
else's groceries.
He would have pride in his work. No, I would on that.
Not this morning, he wouldn't have.
No, well, this morning.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
This morning, I would have taken a smoke break.
Cans.
Everything looks like Gresh's delivering your food. It looks like the cart at the back of the supermarket where everything's dented.
No, you know what?
Flat, eggs broken.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Like, just go right to that discount bread aisle.
The dent ding
and all that there. No, you know what it is with me? I'll fall on the sword on this. As weird as it is, when I go grocery shopping or if I'm like shopping at BJ's or whatever, my cart is like meticulous. And in fact,
everything has a spot for it.
In fact, at BJ's, I'm so nutty over it because I make sure that the barcodes are up. So that way, if I want to go to the 20 or less line and just boom, 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 and do it quick. Everything's got to be a certain way in the cart.
See, most people would tease you for that. I'm all about being efficient and being clever and in and out, no issues.
People throw it in the
no
cart,
help.
What a mess.
I hate when I have to press a little button when I'm just checking out by myself, right? And then the lady has to come by and put her little coat in and do the whole thing, and then you can continue now.
Well, stop stealing stuff then.
Nobody's stealing anything.
Sorry, you forgot to scan this can of tuna fish.
Right. That would not be these damn Drake's cakes that I keep eating.
And you know what? And I'm almost tempted at like the supermarket to go to one of the lanes that are open where there are actually people who can help. But now it's so easy to just do it yourself.
I'd rather not. I end up, obviously, and I feel bad
because I'm contributing to them, you know, forcing us to do more work and pay for the bags. By the way,
see, I will like look at the line and I'll be like, ooh, okay, this person just got in the line. I'm going to see if I would have gotten the line, and I'm going to go do it by myself and see, and like challenge myself to see if I can get done on my own before the person is in front of me.
And even like when I'm even like a drive-through, right? I go, okay, there's a red, a Toyota. Okay, so let me run into and get my coffee and see if I can beat the red Toyota.
You
should be surprised.
Yeah, I'm not, but I'm
everything
also,
is a competition.
Well, I admit it. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'll talk to my wife. Nobody just gets worn down more than she does.
There's a line that I
know.
Use,
I just opened it up.
You totally did.
I know. It's
you're not gonna do the whole. I bet you I could do it faster than anybody else.
You want to see it, Mog.
You want to see quick?
You want a lightning round? I'll give you a lightning round. Yeah.
You
want
to see be able to get back to below deck before the commercials are done?
Yesterday's lunchtime parlay sunk. What about today's? We will get to it next with Gresham Fauria.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download.
Gresh and Fauria on WEEI.
Time of the lunchtime parlay presented by FanDuel, America's number one sports book and the official sports book of WEEI. We were 2-2 yesterday. Tyler O'Neill went over two or more bases. Tristan Casas did get a hit. The Red Sox lost. Yoshida did not get a hit. So our small $10 for $80 parlay, well, we kind of went square peg round hole. We sort of boxed ourselves in on the Red Sox same game parlay as a part of opening day, but nevertheless, they count as losses, ladies and gentlemen. And oh boy, do we got a big one for you today. Again, lunchtime parlay presented by FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, the official sportsbook of WEEI. We are up $143 this year when it comes to the lunchtime parlay, and we already got the I think we had the text in very early before we started talking about going grocery shopping and all that stuff of someone saying, hey, I'm minus or I'm down at 190 in my MGM. Will W. George Lanny be giving a big winner today? Well, y'all are about to find out. I'm going to start this thing, and I'm going to go with an over today in Big League Baseball, Astros and the Royals. Now, these two teams, they played an extra inning game Monday after neither starter got through six innings. So you had a bunch of bullpen guys who already pitched a second day. Royals have had one day off since the second day of the season and don't have another one for another week. So I think these pitching staffs are kind of gassed right now. I'm going over 9 runs, Astros, Royals. Billy Lanny, what do you got, friend?
All right, so the Yankees are playing the Marlins.
Yep.
I'm going with Aaron Judge over a half a home run going against the Marlins pitcher, Ryan Weathers, who is a lefty.
So
I'm going lefty-righty Aaron Judge over a half a home run.
So Judge just hit a bomb, and we're good.
Boom.
And that's at plus 240, by the way, for anybody who's looking for an individual prop. Chicken Nick, what do you got?
I'm not sure how much you guys have seen of Ellie De La Cruz this year, but he is extremely fun to watch. And old friend Wade Miley, didn't even know he was still in the league, is on the mound for the Brewers today.
Wade Miley.
Wow. Ellie De La Cruz is hitting over 300 against left-handed pitching this year, so give me Ellie over a base and a half today.
And finally, Mr. Competition himself, Christian Fauria.
Well, kind of testing out a new theory.
Oh, Jesus.
So my guinea pig is the Red Sox.
Here we go. Are you going to be able to give me this theory so I can go talk to some people who run sports books and see if I can get you some real answers on this theory?
No.
Okay,
no,
fair enough.
Not on this one.
I just offer up the
because
service.
Because if you think the Red Sox bubble has burst and it's back to reality, they're playing the Orioles, and you thought that yesterday's game was the floor, I don't think it is. I think we're going to see more just, bad defense, missed opportunities. You're in the game, and then suddenly, next thing you know, you're at a four-run deficit. So I'm just going to pick Baltimore to win. Because you would think that normally I would think, hey, listen, this is not who they are. They're going to rebound.
You would normally think that I would be thinking.
Yeah, exactly. It makes absolutely zero sense. But I don't think they're going to rebound.
I don't think they're going to dig themselves out of this hole. I think this is against good teams, they're going to lose.
No, it's not, dude. That's not how any of this works.
But against the scuffling teams, the teams that are like them,
yeah,
there's a better chance of them winning because Core is a good manager, but not against a good team. So Baltimore wins.
All right, so we have Baltimore on the money line. Ellie De La Cruz over 1.5 total bases. Aaron Judge to hit a long Johnson. And the Astros Royals over 9 runs. Folks, you ready for this? Your $10 today will win you $317.52. Let's go get it, folks. So even if you only want to throw a fiver on there, what are you still looking at? About $170 or something still? That is pretty good. Even if you throw a five on it, we'll make sure to get the lunchtime parlay up and out on social media. Gresh Fauria, W-E-E-I on Twitter or X. Gresh and Fauria, spell the A-N-D in between our last names to be able to get us on Instagram. All right, since we have a minute here, and I know that we got to get to what was said in Foxborough yesterday and some more Bill Belichick stuff, and Andy Hart to join us at 12:20. George in Rhode Island has been waiting to talk about the Red Sox expectations. George, we got about a minute. Go ahead, friend.
Yeah. Hello. First of all, you guys got to calm down. It's so early in the season. The Red Sox will be fine, and you got to admit they had a good road trip. I don't know what you're so excited about. It's only early to mid-April, you know, and it's like you guys are all, yeah, you sound like it's the end of the season the way you're talking. I mean, they're going to be fine. They're a better team than last year. I can already tell they are. They had a good road trip. I mean, don't you admit that?
Oh, yeah, George. We said that they had a good road trip, but they play 162 of these
Duck
for
folks.
A reason. And, yeah, yesterday was kind of a deflating day where one of the starters who pitched well went on the 15-day DL. One of the guys you counted on to be a 150-game a season player is down once again, and you have no natural shortstop to throw in there. And nobody's got a lot of confidence in this team right now. So, George, they had a good road trip. There's no question. But past performance is not an indicator of future success in this instance.
No, and I feel like the couple guys that you just really couldn't lose, Story, based on everything you hear, how he was leading, like the calming presence that everybody talks about, you know, and then how Devers kind of reacted with him being there. He was the worst, the last guy you could lose. He's really just turned this whole outfield and infield upside down. And it's just, you know, it's just more of a wake-up call than anything that you're just probably still just going to be the try-hard team that every now and then you'll surprise a good team. Somebody, bats will get hot. Someone will pitch really well. And then the other team will be like, whatever, I'm not into it.
Let me ask you on the fly here. Do we want to go through everything that was said yesterday in Foxborough? Because we have Andy Hart coming up at 12:20. Or Matt Rhule talking about Bill Belichick.
I got a choice.
Yeah.
Mm.
And you have to make it right now.
Matt Rhule.
All right. Why Matt Rhule was embarrassed by Bill Belichick. Next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.